Listen, without this thing, we are not going anywhere. That is, you know what he said in that Psalm 16? He said, the godly ones, the godly people in the land are my true heroes. I told a story the other day that I saw Olukoye Ransom-Kuti. After he was minister of health under Babangida for about around 9 years. I can't remember the exact length because it was one minister that came with Babangida and left Babangida. So how long was Babangida in office? 8 years. Let me make a long story short. That's not the gist. The gist was that he was appointed minister as soon as Babangida came into power. And he left when Babangida left power. And after he had left with Babangida, one day I went to Surulere and I saw him driving himself in an old Golf. I went to my friend's house in Sam Shonibare. He drove past me in a Golf. You know what a Golf is? Golf. An old one. He drove and he was driving himself. This man had been minister for 8 years. If he's a typical Nigerian, he will drive past me in a Bentley. And he won't drive. They will be driving him past me in a Bentley. This man drove past me in a regular Golf. That Golf was at least 8 years old. That I was sure of. And he was minister for 8 years. David said, the godly people in the land, they are my heroes. The problem we have is that we have made heroes of criminals. A man enters into office, he buys half of Enugu. He's in power for just 6 years. By that time, he's a billionaire. He's opening businesses everywhere. And we start inviting him to come and do Thanksgiving in church. The ungodly ones in the land, they have become the heroes of Christians. That is what the problem has been. And what am I teaching to believers in this season? Please, this is our school of prayer. It's a matter of prayer. Like I was saying earlier, you take this scripture and declare it over your life. So that next time you see a man who enters office, next time he buys a brand new car, you are angry with him. He's your friend, don't come here again. You tell him, no, I am not happy with you. Where are you getting this money from? You are corrupt too. You say the way it is. Are you also a thief? It gets to a point, your body starts reacting the way people like Tunde Bakare start, the way Tunde Bakare gets angry. I'm not preaching for the current head of the state, General Buhari, all right? I'm not preaching for him. He didn't send me. He doesn't know me. I'm not preaching for him, but one thing that makes me glad is that the testimonies I've been hearing, the man actually hates corruption. It's not a joke. He actually hates it. For whatever reason, he's angry. And when you see the depth of stealing that we're doing in this country, it has never been this bad. I hope you know. You know, say the refineries didn't work for a long time. You know that. You know why they were not working? I was wondering why too. Simply so that they could keep on importing fuel. That's all. But Buhari has been in office for how many weeks? As I yesterday, this day reported that the refineries were now being test run for full operation, Warri and Port Harcourt. What did he do in the few weeks? Nothing. Every man just maintained. No, did they repair the refineries? You couldn't have done that. That means these repair refineries could have worked. These refineries could have worked. Adam Oshiemole, I don't know whether I said the truth or not. You know, he joined the president to go to... You know, his mouth is very loud also. He said that the Americans told him that one Nigerian minister cornered... How he did it, $6 billion. Let me tell you the truth. We could not have survived economically if Jonathan had returned into office for the next 4 years. I called my wife, she's not around. I said, do you realize that, okay, let me tell you something. There's pressure on the dollar, on the naira. 1/3 of all the dollars that Nigeria spent is spent importing refined products. That if we spend $300 million, $100 million is used to import refined products. And they said, Warri and Port Harcourt refinery can produce half of our needs. Which means, somebody said that the only thing they are doing right now is that you repair a car, you have to test run it before you start traveling with it. That's what they are doing now. In how many days? Which shows that this thing could have worked last year. But they said they refused to let it work simply because we had to continue milking money from importation. Yet the same people will come to church, and we Christians are thanking God. Pastors will do special programs and invite the madmen to come and donate money. And you think your prayers will work? My own preaching, you know me from time, I've never been popular with normal pastors. If you are my friend as a pastor, you are not a normal person. All my friend, all the pastors that like me and invite me, they know the kind of, and they like it. The people that say normal things, they don't like me. They don't like me. I've heard more than one go and report that I'm causing them problems in their churches. I'm not kidding. One day somebody was telling another person, this is our problem. Let's invite Pastor Banky. He said, who, Banky? It's not that the one that's causing problems in the Enugu. I'm not joking. God is my witness. What I've told you? He said, which Banky? It's not that one that's causing problems in the Enugu. So, look, what I say, I know it's not popular. I don't care. But I'll tell the truth. In fact, I now love to never carry more than before. I'm going to start going to his church. I've always loved him, you know. I just used to get angry when he wanted to do politics. I just said, like VP, in Jesus' name, you will not win. And he's the reason why Buhari didn't win on time. If Buhari had known, if we have touched that man, God said, no, this prophetic anointing, don't touch it. Now, what I'm trying to say is that this is actually what we need. We that are praying for change in our families, in our lives, in our country, God says, listen, you have to seek first his righteousness. You have to seek it. That's why I said that Christians who love, in quotes now, poverty. And I don't mean that, nobody wants to be suffering. But I know they say that some things are more important. Righteousness is more important than comfort. Those are the people that will carry the truth of God forward. Those are the people that will change the nation. People who say that, is it to trek? I will trek. No, they don't enter car into heaven. The only country where I know they enter car into heaven is in Ghana. That's the joke. Oh. They have a culture in Ghana. They bury you inside your trade. If you're a driver, the coffin will be made like a car. They put it inside and bury you like that. If you're a cook, they bury you inside a pot. you may be laughing, but I'm not joking. They will make a nice big pot. That will be your casket. They wrap it nicely and put it inside. I'm sure it's a culture in Ghana. They make beautiful vehicles. When you say a casket, you think it's a real bus. And it's a casket. You say, why are you burying this man? And I said, the man used to drive a lot. They put him inside and bury the casket. That is the only country I've seen people drive to heaven. All right? Of course, that's a joke. You can go and what I told you is a radio. It's a trade there. Craftsmanship for caskets. It's a special trade. They design caskets. They can design a whole house like now. An architect dies. They will build a very nice house and put him in the sitting room and bury the house. And if a pastor dies, they will build a church. The Lord is good. Now, what am I going to explain? There's nothing we are carrying to heaven. Nothing. We have to have that attitude. Jesus said, labor for the food that endures to eternal life. Righteousness is that food. Labor for it. That is your prayer point. Your prayer point is not what I will eat, what I will drink. How will I be rich also? No, God says he wants Christians who love righteousness more than comfort. Who love righteousness more than promotion. Who love righteousness more than any other thing. So that if they want to get into a particular phase in life, they are going to a new office in their lives. They are concerned about what is the righteousness I will execute in that place. And how do they get themselves, that's what I was talking about, into that realm of operation. How do they get themselves into that pattern of behavior? It is simple. They take the word of God and use it to control their bodies. They use the word of God, the songs, let me put it like that. They take the songs of God like this and sing it until their whole system responds. They tell themselves, no, only the godly people in the land will be my heroes. Only the godly people in the land will be my heroes. I will not make a hero of anybody for what he has achieved materially. Outwardly as success. No. It's only the godly people in the land that will be my heroes. That's what God is looking for. Because if I find that, I do great things. I do great things. So people take the scripture like this, like we are doing right now. They stand on their feet They bring out their Bibles and take a psalm like Psalm 16. And we are going to read everything together. Let me read them. I'll read verse 1, then you read verse 2. And they begin to read like this. Preserve me, O Lord, for I take refuge in you. Verse 2. You are my God. I have no good besides you. Now, notice, I want to read this one in two translations. First, the New American Standard that I'm reading. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight. Then it says in this New Living Translation, say, the godly ones in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Repeat that one after me. The godly ones in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. I'm going to read it again. I want you to just repeat what New Living Translation is saying. The godly ones in the land are my true heroes. All right? Say it.
The godly ones in the land are my true heroes.
I take pleasure in them.
I take pleasure in them.
One more time. The godly ones in the land are my true heroes.
The godly ones in the land are my true heroes.
I take pleasure in them.
I take pleasure in them.
Repeat this one also. Say, I know. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. Say it again. Troubles multiply for those who chase after gods.
For that reason,
I will not chase after other gods. Now let's continue reading. Now, so I'll read that one, then you read the next line. The sorrows of those who have battled for another god will be multiplied. I shall not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor will I take their names upon my lips. Read verse 5.
Lord
is my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. Let's read that again, verse 5. The Lord is a portion of my inheritance and my cup. So you support my lot. Let's take it one more time. The Lord is a portion of my inheritance. David now said in verse 6, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. He said, indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. Let's repeat that verse 6.
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
Verse 7, he said, I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. Read verse 8.
I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
Verse 9 says, therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. Verse 10,
you will not abandon my soul to show, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay.
I think I should pass a comment on this number 10. It's very important. This is a prophetic psalm. It was speaking about the fact that Jesus will not be left in the grave. His body will not undergo decay. But I want you to understand that there's an application to it concerning it in the life of the Christian. Any Christian who says the Lord steadfastly in front of him, in front of her, God is saying, I will not let it happen that your situation will destroy you. That's what he said. That don't try to force yourself out of the situation. You just set the Lord securely in front of you, pursue after righteousness, and I will cause things to happen by chance, by accident to you, that will bring you out of the place of destruction. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
David keeps on saying something. He says that, fear the Lord, you his saints, in verse 30, in chapter 34 of the book of Psalms. For there is no want to those who fear him. There's a reason why David keeps on saying that thing. And that is because one major reason why people don't fear God, they don't pursue after righteousness, they are afraid of want. When people steal money, what do? They start building a house. What do? Could they start a business that they can continue to carry on after they've left office so that they can continue to eat? Hey, a word just came from my mouth now. Watch it, Nigerians. One by one, those businesses will collapse and they'll be sold off for cheap.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes you see all over town, people are building hotels. There was a time it was filling stations. They will steal money, come and build filling stations. I tell people, don't worry, just be working hard. Very soon. If the cost of a filling station plus license plus land plus everything is 100 million, somebody will soon sell you one for 10 million. it will happen. Say amen if you want to.
Amen.
But whether you say it or not, it will happen.
Amen.
Your amen is only saying whether you will be the one to buy it. Are you getting my point? Yes, because the time came, they said, don't worry, by tomorrow, the price of one bushel of meat or whatever, you know what the prophet said, would be like this. That man said, even if the Lord were to open the windows of heaven, can these things happen? Elisha was provoked. And he said to the man, whether you agree or not, it will happen. If Eli don't agree, it will happen. Whether you agree or not, it will happen. It's whether you will eat of it or you will not that we are now discussing. So he looked at the man and said, it will happen. You will see it, but you will not eat of it. And when that man was sent to go and maintain order, people trampled him to death. People will go steal government money, use corrupt practices to gather wealth. What do? They build a house. Putting those houses they are putting down, plus land, plus everything, you're talking 50 million, 40 million naira for one. That's a big deal. You just be laboring hard. With hard earned 10 million, you buy a house somebody built for 70.
Amen.
With a blessed 10 million naira, you will buy a house that somebody built for 70 million.
Amen.
It will happen in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know why I'm saying this? Because the reason why people steal, the reason why people go into all these things is because of fear. But the Bible says here to us clearly, it said, you will not abandon my soul to destruction. It said, you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. Are you getting my point? No matter the situation that the child of God is in, no matter how backward or bad he looks, hear you the word of the Lord, God will not allow you to rot there.
Amen.
He will not let it happen in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You look now from what you are doing, your righteousness you are following. Hey, to own your own house is 20 million. How will I get that kind of money? God said, don't worry. I will make a criminal build it. People don't know something. This one, I learned this one long ago. I didn't invent it now. Solomon said it. He said, God has given the job of gathering to the sinner that he might give to the one who's pleasing in his sight. We're not saying this because of covetousness. What are we going to do with what? These are realities. This is not a matter of personal desires. Let me prophesy into the air again. Every man who steals subsidy money, closes Nigerian refineries down so he can continue to import fuel and become rich. See that plane he bought for $15 million? Me. Hi, Banky. Yeah, because I may need one day. I will buy it for 1 million.
Amen.
One. And I will pay small. I was reading the story of Donald Trump one day. How he bought, the man flies a 737 around. And that's 727 or 737. That time when I read his book, Donald Trump is that funny American man who's always looking for attention. You know the man, no? Always looking for attention. Fight Obama was not born in America. They start fighting McCain. That they captured him. That why is he a hero? After all, you were captured. Meanwhile, he dodged the war. The war that he's abusing McCain of being captured in. Because McCain is called a hero because he was a pilot. I think a naval or air force pilot, one of the two. And he was shot down during the war. And he was captured. And he was in prison for like 4 or 5 years. Before he came out. That same war. Bros dodge. He now saying the man is there. Anyway, that's not. Anyway, he said something. That how did he buy his plane? I think it's 727 or a 737. At that time, he said the plane was supposed to be like $30 million or so. The airplanes are not cheap. They're not cheap things. The one brother, Crevedo Dollar wanted to buy was $65 million. Gulfstream. It's a good thing. If you have money, buy one. You'll enjoy it. Trust me. All right? I don't have the kind of money now, but it's not a bad thing. It was not made for the devil and his children. The only thing God made for the devil and his angels is hellfire. All right? If you have purpose and you have money and you are going somewhere private, buy a private jet. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Anyway, so those things are expensive. He said, I think it was almost $30 million. He bought it for $5 million. You know what happened? He saw that the company was going bankrupt. They had gone bankrupt. They were doing restructuring. He said he knows that normally when a company is going down like that, one of the first things they do is to offload their liabilities, things that are costing them money. So he knew they would want to sell that plane. So he called the guy who was managing the company. He said, "Oh boy, how far? What's going on there? That your plane? I know you want to sell it. How much? Maybe that one asked for $15 million. I said, come on. They talk. I finally paid the guy $5 million, collected it. You will have a greater testimony in Jesus' name.
Amen.
One day you are going to come up to me and say, good morning, sir. I'll say, what's going on? Who wants this car? He says, sir, God has blessed me so that I can move around me and my family easily. I look at the car, I know the value of my stomach. Oh, so this boy gets $5 million. You know if he give me any offering. I'm thinking of it. And then you just say, sir, you won't believe how much I bought it. I said, really? I will not believe. Just tell me. He said, I paid $750 for this and I'm paying twice. I said, tell me the story. He said, my neighbor was a local government chairman. When they locked him in prison, after 3 months, they finally granted him bail. The only thing he needed to get out of jail immediately, now he offered me the car. He had used it a bit. I told him, you know, I don't have money. He said, please now, give me $1 million for it. I told him, okay, the best I can do is $750. He said, okay, bring it. I said, I even have only $300 now. It's not ungodly. It's when he saw he's hungry, he buy his best right. You didn't even want. He was the one begging. He said, please now, Chris, please, just take it. He said, okay, I don't want. Please, I will rot in prison. My soul will be left. That's how people talk about God converting the wealth of the wicked. That's what he does. It doesn't mean you go and do business with wicked men, two of you be unequally yoked with a criminal. No. His time of judgment is coming. And Solomon said it like that, that God has given him an assignment to gather. He'll be laboring, gathering, so that he can give to those who are pleasing in his sight. And if you are pleasing in his sight, give me an amen this evening.
Amen.
One day, the people who have looted, who have looted in this our nation. Are you getting my point?
Yes, sir.
Those people, listen to me. God is going to collect from them and give to you.
Amen.
But there's something I keep on saying. Listen, this is how the Lord behaves. If you love unrighteousness, you won't get it. It's only if you are committed to truth and committed to righteousness. I hope you're getting my point.
Yes,
so like I tell somebody, it doesn't worry me. If people are stealing, I don't get worried. Still, you will bring it back. And you are going to bring it back fourfold. And this is my interpretation. The maximum we'll pay you for those things is 25%. That's fourfold inverted. Yeah. When we are collecting it, 25%. And the balance on that 25% we're paying you is between you, EFCC, Nigerian prisons. Yes. It's bail money. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Those who sat thrived. You know, because can you imagine that we could have been producing fuel? Some people say, no. Let's be important so that we will not develop. Singapore will develop. America will develop. All these other countries will develop so that a few people can be rich. God said, no, it is displeasing in my sight. Therefore, I must bring judgment. We have not asked anybody to die. Have we said anybody should die? Just go to a small prison. Don't go and learn righteousness. You may be saved. That's all we are saying. But most importantly, that wealth will not endure in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But for those who love the Lord, there is no want for them. They will not lack.
Amen.
God will cause all grace will abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things, and you are bound to every good work.
Amen.
Those who have stolen, those who are criminals, they will have labored for you effectively in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know one of the reasons why you can, and I don't know about now, but then, you could make international calls. It drops for as low as 10, 20 naira a minute. Now, you know, before when GSM started in Nigeria, local calls was 50 naira a minute.
Yes.
2, 3, 4 years later, we're making international calls for 20 naira a minute. You know one of the things that cost it? If you don't know those things, you may not be aware. It wasn't a Nigerian thing. It dropped to 50 naira a minute. Why? The time of covetousness in the United States, when .com, that under Bill Clinton or so, when during the .com boom, when the stock market was going through the roof, men were putting all their hearts in material things. Then one day God judged it and the whole thing crumbled. Because the .com thing was booming, men were laying fiber optic cables all over under the ocean. Submarine cables were all over the place. But they were expensive. Then most of those companies collapsed. When the companies collapsed, the companies that picked them up, you know, like the bank opposite us here was sold for 1 naira. You know that? Let me not mention them. This one in front here. Yeah, that's the way it's done. Because the liabilities are many. So when they weigh the liabilities and the assets, they say, okay, just take it. They were doing charity. I mean, they were begging, who wants a bank? Say, I don't want. It's too toxic. Yeah, that, some banks, that's why they became Keystone & Co. Because nobody was willing to take. The same thing happened to those companies. They were run down. They were bankrupt. People were just picking them for less than 10% of their value. So the fiber optic they laid for $500 million was now worth next to nothing. So it was now all over the place. Submarine cables all over. They were now begging people, rent small now, rent small now. International costs dropped from over 150 naira a minute till it came down to 15 naira. Why? Because the infrastructure had been laid with the money of covetousness. It's not a new thing. That's how God does. That's how you make international costs cheap. Those cables were laid by Americans pursuing quick money. Nigerians who pursue government money quick, they will build businesses for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
They will build houses for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will build industries for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The man will steal money rapidly, rapidly, rapidly. After stealing 500 million, 2 billion, 5 billion, they don't know what to do with it. Then one day God will come calling. I said, that money, can I have it back? Who do I want to give it to? I have a son in Enugu. I have a daughter in Enugu. I have one in Abuja here. I have one in Lagos. I have one in Abakaliki. In different places. They'll now be begging you with it. Then you now see that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion,
yes.
It was as if I was dreaming. Are you getting my point?
Yes,
that's why I said, God will not leave your soul to rot in the grave. Your body will not rot in the grave in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's read verse 11 together. He said, you will, okay, which, okay, let me read it and you repeat after me. He said, you will show me the way of life. That's New Living Translation. Yeah, New American Standard. He said, you will make known to me the path of life. Why? In your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So repeat this after me. You will make me know the path of life.
You will make me know the path of life.
Say, the Lord will make me know the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy.
In his presence is fullness of joy.
In his right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
In his right hand there are pleasures
forevermore. Say it, I will dwell in his presence.
I will dwell in his presence.
And I will dwell in fullness of joy.
And I will dwell in fullness of
joy. I will dwell in his presence.
I will dwell in his presence.
And I will have fullness of joy.
And I will have fullness of joy.
In his right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
In his right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
And because I am seated with Christ on his right hand, therefore, pleasures forevermore, they are mine. Say, true pleasure.
True pleasure.
Is, you know, we should know what is real pleasure, you know? Some men marry one wife and be chasing other girls. That's stupid pleasure. That's what the Bible calls the stolen water that will soon fill his stomach with gravel. His mouth with gravel. That's not real pleasure. That's deception. Some people think pleasure is, I went to Dubai. After Dubai, I went to Doha. After Doha, I went to Abu Dhabi. And now I'm just flying in from Switzerland. That's not pleasure. That's stupidity. It shows that later on Saturday, make sure you're around. I want to teach one prophetic message, which Israel must put on the air very, very quickly. Many Christians who are running up and down right now, their problem is that God has denied them satisfaction. You think they are enjoying. God said, no, let him fly everywhere. He will never be happy. Some people who are buying one car after another, it is called God said, this boy will never be happy. Please, meet me around on Saturday. Because I woke up one day and I said, let me read. And my mind went to a particular portion of the scriptures. I read from the book of Haggai. And the Holy Spirit gave me understanding. I said, yeah. One major reason why God crashed the Naira is because of the Nigerian Christian, they decrease. Yeah. Said, my house lies in ruins. All of them are building their panel houses. They shout Boko Haram. They never give in a naira to a church in the north. They use the most expensive phones, buy the most expensive cars, and think God is good. No, their covetousness is disturbing them. God said, for that reason, I removed comfort from them. Joy. So the man is traveling all over the world. You don't know. It's because God said he won't be satisfied. He's having less peace than I'm having on my 6-spring bed. We are around on Saturday. Okay? There are many things, men are young, but that's not pleasure. We're talking about pleasures that last forever. That's what you find in righteousness. That's what you find in the Holy Spirit. That is what you find. The only thing that gives that thing to you is the presence of God in your life. People say, is there fire in hell? Listen, let me ask you a question. Which one do you think is worse? Being burned by fire or God withdrawing his presence? Yeah. So what I would query, whether there's hell, I don't even believe there's literal fire in hell. Because, listen, my reason is simple. Literal fire cannot be in hell. Because literal fire needs oxygen. It needs carbon or sulfur or something to burn. So that thing is a figure of what's going on. And I've thought about it. It is the absence of God. When God's spirit is not there and you are in deep darkness, the kind of thing that Jesus will see and shout. You know Jesus? Strong guy. When God left him, he screamed. Father, how far? Ah, not so. I'm serious. If God does not fill your heart and give you satisfaction, just go and hang. There's only one problem. When you're dead, he still won't fill your heart. So don't hang. Just come to me. Let me pray for you. Yeah, really, literally. Listen, true pleasure, real pleasure, is found only in God's presence. I don't know why we chase women, because I've married for over 15 years. Oh. Honestly, I don't know. And of course, I understand the issue is that it's only God that can put satisfaction in your heart. That's it. That's why I said, that let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. I just sat down, I just carried my phone. I said, hey, I'm feeling like, you know, young boy wants to marry, you know. Married for 15 years to the same woman. It's God, honestly. Honestly, it's God. There are people I know. I know some men in my head. They have wife here. Yeah? One girl will come and see them. They go to one hotel. And that, you know, they go. And I feel sorry for them. That, can you see what your problem is? You eat and you are not full. That's it. That's why. They eat, they are not full. People are looking from outside and say, man, that guy, they enjoy. No, the guy, there's over. The guy, there's over. Honestly, the guy, there's over. You know? No, yesterday, Whitney Houston's daughter died. The only child she had. I said, the day that girl joined Hollywood or Nollywood or whatever wood she joined, or singing wood, I'm sure in heaven she regrets it. Church girl, raised in church. Her voice training was given to her by B.B. Winans. These were church people. Then she saw Mota. You know they call Mota? Area father, area boy. Bobby Brown. 4 years younger than her. Already had 3 children by 2 women. And she desired the sorrows to be multiplied. Those who pursue after other gods. The girl wanted to enjoy life too. Hey, this church thing, how far? Marry Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown taught her to smoke, how to use drugs. By the time she was done, she died of a drug overdose. They still don't know what killed the daughter till now. Because she's been in coma for months. They found her unconscious inside her own bathtub also, just like the mother. Please, there's nothing anybody is offering you that looks nice, that's better than being in the presence of God. There's nothing. That's why David said, let me be a doorkeeper, it's better. Let me just be in his presence and be a doorkeeper, it is better. Ah, when I read it yesterday, I said, they just wiped the memory of this girl off, come out. And then she was dying, she was broke. She couldn't even afford to come for that thing. Her former manager was underpaid. She was still on drugs. David Paulson said, there are many pleasures in this life. In fact, he will tell you, anyway, let me, and there's many of these people creep themselves over. Alcohol, sex, all of them. He said, there are pleasures that God gives. He said, but there is no pleasure. There's no desire of the heart of man that he can maintain except God is there to control it. That every desire kills if God is not present. That's David Paulson. He said it becomes a lust. It becomes something that drives you. Instead of you using it, it starts driving the fellow up and down. That if God gives you something to enjoy, make sure you stay with him. Because once you go away from him, the thing starts controlling you. I saw a joke the other day, I mean, you may have seen it, about smartphone. That most people think that their smartphone is their servant. Check my email for me. Let me do this one. He said, Laila, if you look at it really, the smartphone is controlling you. The smartphone will say, I need charge. Charge me. I need Wi-Fi. So you see people go to, please, any Wi-Fi here? That's just life. If God gives something, you are not staying with him. The thing that's supposed to be a blessing to you becomes your slave driver. Become a slave to pleasure. That's what I'm talking about. Only in the right hand of God do you have pleasure that lasts. Only in God's right hand. Only in God's right hand. He said, you will make me know the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And in your right hand there are pleasures forever. Let's begin to give him thanks this evening. Just say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for truth. Thank you for liberty. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for pleasures evermore. Say, Lord, thank you for truth. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for pleasures evermore. Thank you for truth. Thank you for true freedom. Say, Lord, thank you for pleasures evermore. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is good. Father, we give you thanks. For your people, Lord, I declare goodness and mercy will follow everyone all the days of their lives, and they will dwell on your right hand forever in Jesus' name.
Amen.
No evil will befall you.
Amen.
No plague will come near your dwelling place.
Amen.
God will make all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
You will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
And you will abound to every good work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will convert the wealth of the wicked into your hands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is a matter of fact. It's going to happen to somebody listening to me this evening. You know, things that you will have labored for 10 years. But you followed after righteousness. And it looked like you were not making progress. Somebody, a literal thief, stealing, harassing people, acquiring material things, God said, I have commissioned him to work for you. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God will dispossess the wicked and bless the righteous.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness. Amen.